I chose William Peace University because of the small class sizes. I feel that you get more one-on-one time with teachers. With class sizes like about 16 per teacher, you can really get that one-on-one help a lot of students need.
A 12-to-1 student to faculty ratio is just one of the many reasons students choose William Peace University. Extra attention starts day one for career planning with their Career Services Center. Find out all they have to offer at peace.edu.
Welcome to the WREL Daily Download. I'm Amanda Lamb. In today's deep dive conversation with Aaron Thomas, we're going to talk about North Carolina State University's concerns about students' mental health and what's being done to address these concerns. Welcome to the program, Aaron. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You know, let's start by shining a light on this issue. Tell me what you know about the three deaths of students this semester by suicide.
So a lot of them have really happened in a close proximity. So the first one happened sometime around September. I was doing fact checking. I saw on Technician Online, which is NC State's student-led newspaper. They were saying that this was a fourth-year student studying electrical engineering. He was also a member of a fraternity. Then you had two that took place in October. So there was one in early October at a residence hall, and then the most recent one was October 24th near University Tower, so like off-campus housing.
And of course, this is not unique at all to North Carolina State University. This is happening on campuses and does happen all over the country. When you looked into this issue of suicide among young people in North Carolina, what did you learn about those statistics?
Yeah, so we pulled some stuff from NCDHHS, so the Department of Health and Human Services, and they were saying that in 2019 that suicide was the second leading cause of death for people ages 10 through 18, and the third leading cause for people ages 19 to 34. State leaders, this is clearly a serious enough problem for them to get involved. They actually created a suicide prevention action plan, and it has different actions to be taken over the next 4 years to hopefully reduce injury and death by suicide.
And of course, that's the good news, that the problem is serious enough that it's created awareness around this issue. I know that they have had a state of wellness discussion at NC State at the Tally Center this week, and they are holding a wellness day Thursday. Explain what a wellness day is.
Yeah, so just to kind of boil it all down, this is a day where students will not be given any assignments, any exams, any papers, and essentially no classes. And then because this is being held on Thursday, the goal is to not also have assignments on the following day. Because, you know, what's the point of having a wellness day on a Thursday if you're just going to go around and have assignments due the very next day? So really a chance for students, faculty to really just catch their breath and not do anything work related.
Yeah. So it's basically a break.
Yeah.
And my understanding from your reporting is that students have been asking for this. So tell me what you've been hearing from students that you've talked to on campus.
And not even just asking. I mean, you're talking begging and pleading for something like this. There was a change.org petition that was started by a senior. And at last check, I think it had 4,160 signatures. This is how serious this is. And a lot of this, they were saying, like, we need this. Students are exhausted. You have so much going on. You know, a lot of the pandemic-related stressors that seem to have exacerbated some of the issues that people were dealing with. And they felt like their concerns were falling on deaf ears. They felt like the university was kind of hiding this suicide issue under the rug. And it's like, be transparent about this, because we don't need this becoming a trend.
So I know this is not unique to NC State in terms of schools coming up with some solutions. UNC has also had some wellness days in Chapel Hill.
Yes. So, they had two wellness days this fall, so in September, and this was in response to two suicides that happened in the fall, and that's something that definitely rocked those students over there by storm. And also, I was checking different tweets and stuff, and when I tweeted that NC State was going to be having wellness days, it seemed like there was a little bit of a mixed response. You had some people who were saying, like, one day, 2 days, that's it. You also had some people saying, like, hey, they're finally starting to listen to us. So the other thing, North Carolina has a lot of large-scale universities. And so it's really going to take these faculty administrators, leaders to really listen to what students are going through and taking this matter very seriously.
Absolutely. And we're going to go to break in a second, but you did share with me that this is kind of personal to you because this is your alma mater,
yeah.
NC State.
Yes, I graduated class of 2014. And, you know, when I did cover this story, it was kind of an eeriness, you know, there was a eeriness and because this was also game day. And game day is when everybody's supposed to be super happy. It's happening at night. You get some of that that excitement built up, but that lingering feeling of knowing that members of the fellow student body have passed away in such a tragic way, it's kind of hard to focus. And like I said, class of 2014 is when I graduated. And I was thinking back to when I was a student. Yeah, it was clearly very stressful. But fortunately, I had different outlets, great friend group. My family was 35 minutes away. I had people that I could turn to and count on when things got a little tough. So I really do feel for these students and what they're going through these days.
Absolutely. We're going to be back after a break with more from Aaron about a campaign at NC State to raise awareness about mental health on campus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to the WREL Daily Download. I'm talking with WREL's Aaron Thomas about the Wellness Day at NC State that's planned for this week. Aaron, I know there is a campaign on campus, hashtag Stop the Stigma, at NC State. Tell me what this is about and what their goals are.
Yeah, so this was a grassroots effort that launched in 2017, and the goal is to really just stop the stigma. It seems like there's a stigma that surrounds suicide, not wanting to talk about it. The other thing, a lot of students and any adults, they may feel like, I'm strong, I don't need any help. This really encourages people to open up the conversation and create a dialogue like, hey, you have resources at your fingertips. Take advantage of them. You don't have to suffer alone. There's a lot of people that put on a poker face that you never would know that are suffering in silence. And this really encourages anybody, not just students, but faculty, staff members, anyone on campus to really take advantage of what's available. I believe this is housed at the Counseling Center at NC State's campus.
And, you know, I'm a parent of a second-year student in college, and she shared with me lots of issues about anxiety, depression, being overwhelmed by school. She had a roommate issue that, you know, caused her a lot of stress that luckily we've taken care of. But, you know, what are you hearing about what these students are dealing with?
So I specifically remember speaking with a first-year student, and I remember speaking with a high school student who was visiting NC State, because, you know, I have a lot of students that are touring campuses, want to find out where they want to go. There's this expectation that you have to be perfect. So, I mean, I just remember running into many people when I was a college student. They made 4.0s. They never made a B. So when you make that first B or even a C, it just throws you off course. So there's just this academic expectation that a lot of students put on themselves, and not being able to live up to that, it can be a little nerve-wracking. You also have to think, moving away from home, you're adapting to this whole new way of life. You're meeting people from all walks of life, different parts of the country, other countries at that. And, you know, trying to find where you fit in, that could be a little tough. Going back to what I said before, you have a lot of large scale universities with tens of thousands of students, and trying to find your niche or your sense of belonging, it can be very nerve-wracking. And also looking at what medical experts were saying, they say that there could be a history of depression, there could be hopelessness, there could be family conflict at home, financial stressors. We know that, you know, dealing with inflation, college students, I remember I didn't make the most money. So it's like you're trying to figure out where I'm going to, what I'm going to eat, how I'm going to pay for college books. It definitely, it can mount onto someone and unfortunately be very tragic in the end.
And I think it's a good reminder, you know, to me as a parent, I'm parenting from several hundred miles away because my daughter goes to school out of state. To just constantly be listening,
yeah,
right? And hearing what they're saying and being supportive and maybe not fixing the problems, but at least being a good, you know, a good ear.
Yeah.
And then if you can help direct them to solutions.
For sure.
One of the things they're also doing at UNC is the Suicide Prevention Institute.
Correct.
And that was in one of your stories. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so that actually launched this fall. And this was launched thanks to an alum that donated $25 million to the UNC School of Medicine. It's actually kind of bittersweet because the alum who donated this, him and his wife actually lost both of their sons to suicide. So, I mean, when I read that, I'm like, my gosh, it just... You never know. I mean, it can hit people from all walks of life. Doesn't matter how much money you make, where you come from. This is a real serious matter. So it was made in memory of their sons, and they're hoping that it empowers medical experts to offer care to patients, not only at the university, but also across the state, and also supporting research to find out what causes these thoughts of suicide in the first place.
So the Wellness Day is Thursday, and November 3rd. You know, like you said, there were some mixed reactions online to it.
Yeah.
But it's a start. And what do you think the university is hoping to gain from this? I mean, awareness is probably maybe the number one thing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just going back to the quote that Chancellor Randy Woodson made in his YouTube address, he said, quote, "I encourage you all to use this day to take a breath, check in with friends and family, and to take care of yourself." So, yeah, this is definitely just the start. Hopefully it's not a PR move, because we do know that, you know, UNC did something similar. Going back to the petition, some students were actually calling for monthly wellness days. So what, you know, hopefully we don't see any more suicides on campus, any campus for that matter. But hopefully this is definitely getting a dialogue and encouraging people to take advantage of what resources are out there and just simply just opening up to someone who wants to help you.
Yeah, and I think probably the one of the biggest things that I've heard from my daughter, it's not just about the emergency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I need help right now. It's about ongoing care.
Yeah.
And hopefully the universities like NC State and UNC can create a way that students can access ongoing care.
Yeah, and then one thing that I was curious about is, like, you know, when you say, like, hey, you have resources at your fingertips, well, are universities equipped to handle this demand? I can only imagine what the demand is like right now, or how long it takes to get an appointment or to hear from someone. So it just seems like there needs to be some investment in these resources to take this matter seriously.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What I've heard from my daughter is the emergency care is there,
mm-hmm.
but the long-term counseling, it can take a while
yeah,
to get in.
Unfortunately.
So again, I think it's something all universities are going to have to deal with.
Yeah.
Aaron, thank you so much for your time and for sharing your insight on this very important topic.
Of course.
This has been the WREL Daily Download, a production of WREL News. Check out my two true crime podcasts. What Remains focuses on solving cold cases with forensic science. Follow the Truth is about the murder of Michael Jordan's father in North Carolina in 1993. Find What Remains and Follow the Truth in your podcast app.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new Go Cary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the Go Cary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the Go Cary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. Go Cary, where getting there is just a tap away.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.